I've established it already. I like TV. Most of my fond memories as a kid revolve around me sitting around the television with my family as we watch a TV show. We always had one in the running, and once it was done, we'd just move on and watch the next one. It wasn't that my family didn't know how to talk, and so we relied on TV, but rather that we all held an appreciation for the art of telling a story, and we wanted to see these storylines unfurl. Sometimes these stories might have been a long, drawn-out piece with complicated plot and development that delved deep into some kind of issue in society or something along those lines. And other times, they were just procedural dramas. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On It, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On the Fall of Procedural Dramas. So, first of all, I kind of want to talk a little bit about what a procedural drama is, the types that they exist in, and what's happening now that the way that we watch television is so different. I kind of want to get into the fall of these dramas and why I have such a fondness for them in the first place, going back to my childhood. So, first of all, what is a procedural drama? I also consider them to be formulaic television, and I kind of prefer that term because I think it distinguishes it from what we know as police procedurals, which kind of exist in their own genre, and I think calling everything a procedural drama makes it a little bit confusing, but I digress. A procedural drama is typically where a story is told and contained to that singular episode. As I just mentioned, the police procedural is most known, where there's some crime, it gets debated about, and then ultimately is solved in the same episode. Most of the time, procedurals do not require you to have watched previous episodes because they are one-offs. They each tell a contained story, and you can jump in anywhere. You can watch episode 5, or you can watch episode 5 of season 12, and they will all be similar in their format. You won't have missed much unless it's some kind of two-parter. I wouldn't necessarily consider sitcoms within this, although I know they can function similarly, only because I haven't watched very many, and I also don't really hold a particular fondness for them to begin with. I know that might be a controversial view, but I didn't really grow up watching them, and I don't really resonate with some of the humor that's used in sitcoms, so I'm not going to be discussing them in this. Now, at the same time, it's not that simple, as there are these different types of procedural dramas. There's a contained procedural drama versus a plotted procedural drama. And I will admit, I did come up with these names, and so there might be a more technical way to frame them, but in my mind, this is the easiest way I can delineate between one type of drama and the other type of drama. So let's get into what the difference really is between these. Well, the contained procedural is the typical run-of-the-mill procedural, where truly every episode is unique. My favorite example of this is Columbo. It is my favorite TV show, and I'm ecstatic I finally get to talk about it because I didn't really have much content where I could bring it up. However, now that I do, I'm just going to go over kind of what happens in each episode. So Columbo at its essence is the same exact thing every episode. It starts with a crime being committed by a person, almost always someone with prestige and money, and then we see Lieutenant Detective Columbo, who uses a charm of incompetence and unintelligence to tear down the suspect's walls and eventually catch them. It's unique because instead of the watcher solving the crime with Columbo, we instead get to see how he manipulates the suspect into trusting him. Columbo himself doesn't develop much as a character. You just get to know him more. In this way, it doesn't matter if you hop in at episode 4 or 40. It'll be almost the same, just a different plot, of course. And this is something I really like about a procedural is because I like to think that I like routines. I like being able to watch a TV show and know exactly what I'm expecting. I know that's not always popular because there's no surprises or anything, but the surprise is in the content. It's not in the, oh, this character's developed, or this really big master plan's unfurled. It's more in the, oh, he was able to uncover this new piece of evidence today that was so much more interesting than what I thought could have happened. And I was fooled, I was tricked, whatever. You feel an emotion with it, but it's not necessarily tied to what happened last episode. It's just tied to what the emotions that the creators can elicit per each episode, and I think that's very interesting. And of course, the plot procedural is a little different. This one you can't just pick up from nowhere. While yes, the episodes are self-contained, there's also the undercut of a storyline. Hopefully a great storyline. A good example for this is Star Trek. It's a procedural in that there's a new story every episode, but there's the undercurrent of the Romulans and a lot of ongoing character development. So you could hop in at episode 40 instead of 4, but it might be a little hard to know what's going on. Whereas in a true procedural, you could hop in anywhere. But I think that the strength of the plotted procedural is it has the same feel, right? You feel like every single episode there's something new going on, some new adventure, but you do get to see that overall arc of the characters. You do get to see some development that occurs in the grand scheme of things. And so I think it's a good balance between traditional TV and procedural TV. And I kind of want to get into why this even matters. Why do these differences in types of procedurals matter? And what does it say about us in society or even how we watch TV? So personally, I feel like as television continues, one of the key indicators that we as people are getting tired of the same old thing is the continuation of plot and complexity being added to a traditional procedural television show. Funnily enough, if we go back to Star Trek, this actually happened with it. The older Star Trek was a little bit more of a procedural. And as newer and newer Star Treks have come out, they've gotten more and more traditional television-y. So the Next Generation, of course, it still had that procedural feel, and Strange New World still has that procedural feel of with the plotted procedural feel, I should say, not just the contained procedural feel. But if we look at something like Discovery or even Picard, these were all simply pure plot. They used the characters that you knew from Star Trek, but they had none of that procedural self-containment of an episode where we're going to start this idea of a plot and we're going to end it in the same episode. Instead, everything that they had continued on for the rest of the season. And so we see that even in its own TV shows, there's a big departure from the procedural mode into trying to get the audience to seeing something bigger, something better, something that they're never going to expect. And this departure is one that's actually a little disappointing because I've also seen it in shows like Scooby-Doo, right? Where it used to be every single episode, okay, the kids would catch a bad guy and you'd hear those meddling kids and you'd be like, okay, great, it's its own one-off television show. I can sit down, I can watch it anytime, and I don't have to be stressed, I can just enjoy it. But recently, some of the stuff they've done, like with Mystery Incorporated, I say recently, that was a couple years ago when I was a kid, but for most people, that's somewhat recent. And I noticed that there's a plot that was being added slowly and slowly. And oftentimes, you don't see it happen all at once. Something in like Scooby-Doo is initially it's more of a plotted procedural, and so they did have those just one-off episodes. But as the second season started, all of a sudden, there was more of a plot being injected in because it wasn't as sustainable to just have those one-offs. So I noticed a lot of the time that things start to become more traditional the longer episodes go on. And or also franchises. We see it with franchises and we see it with individual episodes that the procedural formulaic television gets lost and lost over time because creators either think it's too boring or they want to give the audience something more. So I definitely think there's room for this type of storytelling. I'm not saying that it's bad, that things are changing and that there's new ideas being put on, but it's definitely a different type of telling a story. And it's becoming the evolution of the traditional format, something that's now expected as opposed to a formulaic procedural format, which seems that it's now going away. But why? Why has this occurred and why does it truly matter? I already asked this earlier, but I think it's good to ask it again. And I think it does matter because it has a lot to do with the way society is consuming media now. Instead of there being an episode pushed out every week that you can only watch on your TV, you get everything on demand. So I can go up and I can load an entire season and watch the entire thing in one sitting as opposed to being forced to wait. And back in the day, it sucks that I have to say back in the day, when there were just cable TV, you couldn't just watch the next episode. You had to wait the week, but you also had to make sure you were available during that time because what if you missed an episode? Nowadays, missing an episode is not a big deal. You can just go back and watch it again. And so I think the idea of the procedural is that you don't need to be worried about catching that episode. You can get it in a rerun or continue going, but you don't need to agonize missing out on important plot or information because the next episode is going to be its own entire story. And I think that's kind of beautiful, and it's kind of an art that we've lost in the making of television, because instead of it being like, oh, I lost my chance to watch this episode, I'm going to watch the next episode, or I'm going to talk to my friends and catch up, now we're all in our own little pods of entertainment that most of the time, it doesn't even matter, right? A TV show comes out one night, you talk to someone asking about the first episode, and they've watched the whole season while you're on episode one. It's things like this that I think have changed the scape of television and have made it so a procedural is less desirable because people don't want the same old storyline anymore because they don't have to worry about missing it. So as time went on, we've seen procedurals have started to change and they welcomed increasing amounts of plot to satiate fans and eventually became all about the plot. And now the only real procedurals we know are things like Law and Order that continue forever and seem to have no end. I did want to touch on this because I think police procedurals exist in their own category where they've had such a long, long legacy of just churning out episodes like Law and Order that has tons of seasons, different places they go to, different characters involved, that it's not about the characters anymore. You don't care who the characters are. You care about the storylines. And so they've been able to pitch it in such a way that you really get people interested. But if you notice stuff like Law and Order, it's not necessarily like young people interested. It's older people who have been interested because they've been watching it for a long time. And I think as younger people might get more invested or want to learn more about these types of television, it's really important that we procedurals continue going on and continue being made. Columbo is my favorite TV show, right? I mentioned this. It was made in the 60s. It stopped being made in the early 2000s. And I think it's still a masterpiece. Is every single episode golden? No. But I think the way that the story is told makes it enticing because when you're in a procedural and you cannot rely on plot to switch things up, you have to rely on different techniques, trying new things, adding new dialogue. It takes more creative process than just coming up with a plot that's good. I want to give another example about a plotted or a procedural to a plotted procedural to pure plot, which is the TV show Grimm. I watched this a lot growing up. It was a favorite. Me and my mom are actually currently rewatching it together. And initially, the first season, it's all procedural with a little bit of a plotted procedural in there, where they're all self-contained episodes about catching bad guys. You get some plot here and there about what's going on. And then ultimately, the season does end with some more plot. But as the seasons go on, almost all of that procedural stuff is just gone. So let me back up and provide a little bit of context here, actually. Grimm is a TV show about what if the Grimm's fairy tales were all real and these were just depicting monsters that existed in the world that could only be seen by Grimms. So the main character is a Grimm and he can see these monsters, whereas the rest of us can't. And so a lot of the crime that occurs, he's also a detective, is caused by these different types of monsters and he's trying to track them down and stop them from causing harm. And so the first season is very much just him kind of figuring out his abilities and each episode focused on a different, you know, bad guy and tracking them down. And then by, I think, like fourth or fifth season, maybe only four episodes in the entire season are dedicated to tracking down a bad guy. The rest of it is all going towards the big plot that was created. And I think this made the TV show feel a little bit messy. It's still great, don't get me wrong. But when you try to so starkly transition from something that's more procedural into a traditional format TV show, all of a sudden it feels disjointed and it feels a little bit messy because you're having different formats that you're interchanging and eventually switching between, and it doesn't really make sense to the viewer. And so I do think that when I talk about us being in an era where procedurals are going away and that we should get them back in some function, I truly mean get them back. I don't mean let's put a little bit of procedural in our plot. I mean, we can have a little plot in our procedural, but let's make sure that we can keep that spirit of watching the same thing happen in different ways, because I think that's a very unique storytelling device and should persist, despite the fact that the way we stream, the way we watch has drastically changed and will continue changing as time passes on. So at the end of the day, what do I have to say all about this? Watching television's great. I love watching television with my family, and we've seen so many good TV shows, but sometimes the comfort of it all is being able to sit back on a couch and watch a TV show, and you know what's going to happen, but you don't know how they get there. You don't know what the unique decisions the director is going to make in this one episode, and that makes it seem all the more special. And you can agree or disagree with me on this, but you have to realize at the end of the day that procedural and formulaic television has made an incredible mark on the history of filmmaking and TV shows. And it would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge the fact that they definitely came as a product of the way television was watched. And even now, we have opportunities to see what happens as the way we watch television differs. But despite all of that, I will continue watching my formulaic television because I enjoy it thoroughly. And I suggest you do the same. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I'll catch you in the next one.